Alma chapter 48. In the beginning of this chapter, we learn that Amalickiah, after gaining the power over all the Lamanites, or the head of the Lamanites, he then begins to stir the Lamanites up against the Nephites. Now, instead of just saying, okay, let's go to war, he wants to stir up the anger and get them going. See, the same way that the Nephites get stirred up in remembrance of their Lord and gain the power from that, well, the devil does his imitation of that also by stirring up the people in hate. And so that's what he does, and he uses great deceit and flattery and so forth to get them feeling that way, and he raises a tremendous army. Well, at the same time, Moroni prepares for war also, but he teaches the people that they are preparing this as a duty to their God, and that God expects man to have liberty, and again, that's irrespective even irrespective of your religious belief. What he really is saying is that is part of your religious belief, and those who believe in freedom and liberty are on the side of God. Well, he teaches them. But he teaches them more direct about God and teaches them to work with a spirit of faith. Well, we learn that Moroni himself was a man who has great personal faith in Christ and in God, and himself is a man of strong character. And therefore, he teaches and tries to pass that on to the other Nephites. We learn some things about what the Nephites believed and were taught by God, and that was first that they were to never take an offense. The only reason that they'd go to war is only in defense. And we notice in our world today, we believe that the whole point of war is to be the first one to take the first offense. And we believe that because of the great nuclear powers of everyone, that we had better be ready to take an offense, because again, we don't have faith in the Lord that he will prepare us in a defense. Again, irrespective of our religious belief, that on the basic level, the Lord will support freedom if we ask him to and show faith in him in general, just in that he will help us to defend our freedom. And that's one of the points here, but we don't even have that general faith. Whereas these people have that general faith in God. And again, I point out, by the work of Moroni and Helam and the other brother, and they were able to build a general faith of the people, and they people would believe that God would support them in freedom, and that they did believe that they had a necessity to keep the general commandments. When I say that, I mean the Ten Commandments and things like that. Again, but these people did not have a strong personal commitment to God in their daily lives, when we're talking about this, we're talking about really having a desire to follow Christ through personal revelation in learning how to develop their personal character, and this is why they have to go to war. Again, we learn a little bit about the people at the same time we're learning about some of the laws that were given them by God. But again, from this chapter, we're learning mostly that they believe in general laws of God, and we're not down to the personal nature. In verse 15, it says that with respect to war, they felt that their God would warn them to flee or prepare them for war. Now, that's an important thing. It says warn them to flee. I mean, we always think that we should prepare for war to defend ourselves. We never would believe that the Lord could have a safe place created by him for us to go to. And even if we knew of a safe place, we would always think that, oh, of course we need to stand and fight because we want to believe in the courage of men and so forth. And not in just following our God. But I re-emphasize that the Lord will tell people to flee, and we have to believe that those are the two options we have to ask. So, do you want us to flee now, or do you want us to prepare for war? And that's what they believed, and they were willing to flee. And that comes from a humbling of the self. Well, in the face of war, the people we're that down about verse beginning in about verse 16 until really through the end of the chapter, we're seeing that the people are willing to humble themselves before the Lord in the face of war. And it talks about that these are not a bloodthirsty people, and they care about being good people. Will say they don't want to kill someone else because again they believe in the Ten Commandments, and they will live by those Ten Commandments. But they do not have a strong personal commitment to the Lord, and given their rathers, if they don't have war, they tend to go off and seek for the things of the world. Then when they begin to seek for the things of the world, all of a sudden then in creeps the lying and deceit that's used in the cunning of the world, and then they begin to use ways to get gain. And the point of all this is even though, because it says here that they humbled themselves before the Lord, and so he did give them a portion of a time of peace, but nonetheless they still had to go to war against the Lamanites. Don't start thinking that, oh, see, these were a great righteous people who had to go fight this war. This is not the truth. They had proven that they, for the last 20 years, it's only been 20 years since Messiah died, and they have shown over and over again that they are extremely fickle, and that when they are not faced with war, they immediately turn to the desires of the world. And so when war comes, all of a sudden the desires of the world are then automatically put on the side because they can't enjoy them. Then they will turn to their God. And so it seems to be that only in a state of war will these people turn to their God. And you have to understand that, but they don't do it unless they receive that strong motivation in the misery of war. But their misery of their own sins, now we're getting into this personal nature of things, that does not motivate them. And I repeat, so the people in general had a general belief in God. They were willing to follow him in general. And put in the face of war, they would show, they would turn to him with some humility and so forth. But yet without war and without the heavy miseries of the world put on them, they turned to the pleasures of the world, and they wanted the gain of the world, and they wanted their pride and praise, and these things began to be their stumbling blocks, and we have to remember that as we study this, and because I'm sure on the same token that most people during war today, when we have war, they don't turn to God. And so, yes, because they're far more righteous than we are today, we tend to want to even lift them up higher than they are. But they are certainly not like the people of Ammon, or they're not like the people that have been talked of before that would humble themselves before God, no matter what circumstances they were in.